Hi, this is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine, and I'm Danny D, joined today by Dr. Abriella DeManis. Thank you so much for joining us and taking time out of your busy schedule.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
No problem. So it's holiday season, and of course, it's the most wonderful time of the year, but sometimes the elders can struggle during this time. So Dr. DeManis, how is that so? How do elders struggle?
They have lots of challenges that can be a little bit more taxing during the holiday season. I think there's sometimes, you know, physical limitations that they might have. It's particularly cold outside, so being out in and of itself might be a challenge. And then also combating things just like loneliness and maybe being by themselves and navigating the health system. Maybe their doctors are a little bit harder to access during the holidays. So they definitely have quite a few challenges.
And Dr. DeManis, I've been a caregiver for an elder loved one in the past. So what are ways that we can support aging adults during this season?
Well, there's lots of things that we can do to help them. I think, like I mentioned, a main issue is combating loneliness. And so maybe setting some time aside to prioritize meeting with them, or if you're not in close proximity, even doing something digital like FaceTime. But I think just carving out time and planning things ahead is always nice. It's good to have things to look forward to, like any of us. And I think also maybe encouraging social activities as long as they're well and safe to do so. Maybe getting together with a church or a senior center or even adult daycare could be a way to help. And then maybe just doing some activities that they like, even if it's something simple at home, maybe looking through photos, scrapbooking, you know, just little things like that could definitely be helpful.
Yeah, I was sitting here thinking like activities that they actually like and would want to do. And that's a good part of communication to have with them.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, if you do happen to take them out for activities, you know, holidays are coming up as well, making sure that it's feasible for them to get there if they have physical limitations, maybe even shortening gatherings for their sake to avoid fatigue. And if it's difficult to have them travel, maybe even hosting at their place could be an option as well, paying a visit to them in their home. And then I think also just being cognizant and acknowledging just emotional well-being as well, checking in, making sure that they're doing well from an emotional standpoint. And if you do notice something, you know, maybe you are a loved one that doesn't see your elder that often. And when you do, you notice maybe they're having a little bit more trouble getting around, or, you know, maybe they're repeating themselves a lot and they're asking, you know, questions that they've already asked before or telling stories that they've already told before, maybe encouraging them or their caregiver to take them in to do a checkup with the doctors would be something that could be helpful as well. Just keeping a close eye on them.
And I'm definitely taking notes, Dr. DeManis. And is there something that you should not do as a caretaker during this time?
In terms of things not to do, maybe if they are setting some limitations, whether, you know, their physical limitations, they feel like they maybe can't go places or they can't be somewhere for too long, maybe not pushing them more than they can, since, you know, they might be a little bit more easily fatigable, and maybe cognitively it might be, you know, a little too overstimulating. So kind of just meeting them where they're at and trying to encourage them as much as possible to participate, to come to gatherings, but maybe not pushing them beyond what they can handle.
Very good tips, Dr. DeManis. I'm taking it all in, and it's Voices of Better Medicine supported by Northwestern Medicine. I'm Danny D, and we're just touching on how we should care for our elderly loved ones during this holiday season. So Dr. DeManis, how can someone prepare for the extra support that might be needed?
So definitely planning ahead of time. So if you perhaps are the sole caregiver for your loved one, maybe looking into caregiver agencies that can help fill in time if you happen to be traveling or you happen to be a little bit more busy. Other options too for maybe a caregiver themselves that might be a little bit burnt out from just taking care of every bit of life's responsibility, and in addition to that, being a caregiver for a loved one, looking into respite care options things like adult daycare, speaking to your doctor or the social worker in your doctor's office, trying to connect with resources and plan ahead of time. And it definitely would bring you peace of mind to make sure all those things are taken care of ahead of time.
Planning ahead and preparation, that works for all things. Dr. Demanis, you've been absolutely awesome. Thank you for all of the information today.
Oh, absolutely. It's a pleasure.
This was Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. To learn more, go to nm.org.